The past year of protest against police violence has led to experiments in police reform, and one of the most provocative efforts is changing who responds to people facing a mental health crisis or a drug problem. Some cities are sending someone other than police. Denver, San Francisco, and Portland, Oregon are trying this, and we heard the other day about person-in-crisis teams in Rochester, New York. Now Oakland, California is trying its own experiment. Here's NPR's Eric Westerveld.
With startling repetition, non-criminal crisis calls to police, often by a friend or loved one, continue to be flashpoints for violence and death. Walter Wallace in Philadelphia, Daniel Prude in Rochester, and in late April, Oakland resident Mario Gonzalez. This is from a 911 call to police in Alameda, a small city next to Oakland. The caller is concerned a man, Gonzalez, is in a park next to his house, mumbling to himself, maybe high on alcohol or drugs.
He was talking to himself, and what else was he doing?
He's hanging out. I mean, he seems like he's tweaking, but he's not doing anything wrong. He's just scaring my wife.
Several 911 calls make clear there's no violence or imminent threat or any discernible criminal activity, save a couple bottles of booze with security tags attached, showing they were probably stolen. Alameda police soon arrive, and for unknown reasons, officers quickly pin Gonzalez to the ground on his stomach with their knees and hands for about 5 minutes, body cam footage shows, until Gonzalez is dead. Officers' frantic efforts to revive him with CPR fail.
Mario! Okay, wake up, wake up.
The 26-year-old leaves behind a grieving family, including a 4-year-old son. The Alameda officers involved are on paid leave while multiple agencies investigate. An autopsy is pending. It's exactly these kinds of non-violent, non-criminal calls that neighboring Oakland wants to take police out of.
Not only mental health, but the whole range of lower-level issues that shouldn't require a gun to be part of the response.
Oakland's vice mayor and council member Rebecca Kaplan has championed the soon-to-be-launched mental health pilot program called Mobile Assistance Community Responders of Oakland, or MACRO.
There has been a tendency in America to blame mental health challenges for the problems of violence, but people facing mental health challenges are more often the ones who are shot or who are harmed in other ways, such as what happened to Mario Gonzalez.
One study estimates people with an untreated mental illness are 16 times more likely to be killed during an encounter with police than other civilians. Oakland's program will operate under the fire department, but the teams will be made up of civilians, not sworn firefighters. And while other cities' street teams are sending out a licensed clinical social worker or psychologist, Oakland is placing an emphasis on lived experience over formal education, says Deputy Fire Chief Melinda Drayton.
I think that the community was crystal clear and have continued to be crystal clear with me that they do not want a licensed social worker as part of the street team.
And so, she says, the fire department is delivering what the community wants. These new civilian teams will de-escalate problems, Drayton says, and potentially get the person in crisis off the streets by connecting him or her to services anywhere in the city except at a jail, a psychiatric ward, or a hospital.
We'll be able to take them to city, private, nonprofit, community-based services, healthcare clinics, maybe to their dad's house. As simple as that, right? Where are you going to feel safe for the night?
The plan is for a civilian emergency medical technician to be paired with someone, for example, with firsthand knowledge of the mental health, criminal justice, homeless, or drug treatment systems. Kat Brooks, co-founder of Oakland's Anti-Police Terror Project, has worked on this issue for years.
Sometimes people just need to be heard. Sometimes people just need a warm blanket. Sometimes people just need to sober up. You know what I mean? They need to be able to scream, right? Like, why is that such a big deal? Why does that scare us so much? Look at the world that we live in. I want to scream all the damn time.
Brooks is a key advocate for the program. She believes the best people to help are those with street knowledge of the systems that have failed them, what she calls the medical industrial complex.
And that complex, doctors, nurses, psychologists, stereotypes Black, brown, and indigenous bodies, criminalizes Black, brown, and indigenous bodies just as much as law enforcement agencies do. And so these models have to be more about the ideology and practice with which we respond.
But some worry emphasizing ideology over formal training goes against the science and art of mental health care and could undermine the program's effectiveness.
social workers have a lot to offer as we reimagine public safety, policing, and seek to strengthen our crisis response capacity.
Sarah Butts is the policy director for the National Association of Social Workers. She says the group fully supports communities creating whatever model works best for them. And Butts adds, those with lived experience in these systems are often an essential part of any frontline response. But she says training and education matter when addressing the often complex mix facing someone in a mental health crisis.
To accurately assess the situation and be able to do so quickly, and then decide what is the most effective response. And social workers have a skill set in problem solving, relationship building, de-escalation that really lends itself to this type of community problem solving, if you will.
The police, for their part, are largely staying quiet for now, letting City Hall and the fire department work it out. Big details in Oakland remain. The fire department, already stretched thin, now has to hire, train, and equip a new team. And 911 dispatchers will need additional training. The program is likely to put enormous pressure on those dispatchers, who will, at first anyway, have to decide which calls go to macro or to police for a more traditional response. But using the 911 system at all for these new teams is a huge mistake, says activist Kat Brooks.
Broad swaths of Black and brown people will not call the police ever for any reason. Someone could be being shot in broad daylight in front of their house and they are not dialing 911. Why? Because our lived experience is police do not make it better. When they show up, things almost always are worse.
Despite those big concerns, Brooks remains cautiously hopeful the new effort, set to launch this fall, will mean real change for a city and police department that have been under federal oversight now for nearly two decades. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Oakland.